بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah upon hearing a verse, an ayah of a threat, and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him of his bounty upon hearing an ayah or a verse of rahmah. What is the ruling on this? The one with respect to the one praying alone, and with respect to the imam, it is obvious that they can seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ask him of his bounty upon hearing a verse of mercy. As with respect to the ma'mum, then this requires details. Some of the scholars say even it is the case for him to do. He can do that under all circumstances. But this requires really details. Meaning, if this would lead him to be distracted from following the imam, then it is not allowed. Otherwise, it is. Example. So far clear, inshallah. Example. If the verse of threat, which is known in Arabic, and I would like you to know this term, if the verse of a threat, which is called Ayatul Wa'id, Ayah meaning verse, Al-Wa'id meaning threat of punishment, Al-Wa'id. The opposite is the Ayah of Wa'd, Ayah of promise, Wa'd, promise, Wa'id, threat. Remember this. So if the Ayah is of the wa'id type, threat type, and the imam recites it, if the ma'mum seeks refuge in Allah from this, while the imam did not stop, then in this case he busied himself and was distracted from listening to the imam. And the Prophet ﷺ forbade the person to recite while the imam is reciting, except in the case of the Fatiha. So therefore, if you enter with the imam in a salah which is jahriya, loud, and the imam is reciting, you don't make the dua of istiftah, the opening dua. Rather, you go for takbir. And then seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. And then recite the fatiha. So now you see the detail now. The verse of wa'id involves the verses which mentions the fire of hell, or the verses which mentions some types of punishment, or the verses which mentions the status of the kafirs and their situations in torment, etc. Now, as to the request upon hearing a verse of mercy, then ask Allah's mercy. Ask for Allah's mercy. Example, if he recites about the Jannah, paradise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from its dwellers. Then he says, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. O Allah, I ask you paradise. And he also may ask him of his favors. And if he mentions verses praising the prophets or the righteous or the like, then it is okay for him to say, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, I ask Allah of his favors. Or he may say, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا مِنْهُمْ, I ask Allah to make me from them, or the like. Now, could this be done in the obligatory salah as well as in the nafil salah? The correct opinion is that it can be done in both, under the conditions detailed earlier. Why? Because this is nothing more than a dua, and the salah contains dua, is comprised of the kind of dua. So in this case, he may seek refuge in Allah when there is a verse of wa'id, of a threat, and asks him of his mercy when there is an ayah of mercy. Even in fard, even in the fard. And the dalil, the evidence, is the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, radiyallahu anhu. He said that he prayed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam one night. He prayed behind him, and he recited, he prayed with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam one night, and he recited Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam recited Al-Baqarah and An-Nisa and Al-Imran, not passing by a verse of mercy except asking, and not passing by a verse of a threat except he sought refuge in Allah. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the action of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is in origin and in principle our guide. And that which he does, then we are commanded to follow. Except when there is an evidence to indicate otherwise. So now if someone comes and says, well, this was in Nafil, the prayer of the Prophet ﷺ that you are referring to in the hadith of Hudhayfa was in Nafil, in the optional prayer at night. So what's your proof, therefore, that this is permissible in Fard? What's your proof that this is permissible in Fard? The answer is, whatever is affirmed in Nafil is also affirmed in Fard, except with an evidence to indicate otherwise. Remember this foundation. Whatever is affirmed in Nafil is also affirmed in Fard, except when there is evidence to indicate otherwise. And in this situation, there is no dalil distinguishing the fard from the nafil with respect to this matter. And therefore, the preponderating opinion in this matter is to say that in the nafil, and especially at the night prayer, then it is sunnah to seek refuge in Allah when passing by a verse of wa'id, of threat, and asking of his bounty or his mercy upon passing by a verse of mercy following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's way. And because this is more effective or has a profound impact in bringing the heart's presence to the salah, to contemplate and to ponder, And the Salah of Layl, the Salatul Layl, the Salah at night, it's a Sunnah to make it lengthy and recite lengthy surahs and ruku' and sujood and so forth. However, with respect to Salatul Fard, it is not a Sunnah, even though it is permissible. It is not a Sunnah, yet it is permissible. And if someone says, what is the evidence for this differentiation? While you say that whatever is affirmed in Nafl is also affirmed in Fard. And then what makes you say, therefore, the preponderating opinion is that it is not a Sunnah, but it is permissible? The answer is that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed in every night and day three loud prayers, reciting loudly, and reciting, in some of them, verses of wa'id, of threat, and verses of mercy. And none of the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, related to us from the description of his prayers that he used to do this in fard, and had it been a sunnah, underline the term sunnah, he would have done it. And if he would have done it, then they would have related it to us. And since it was not related, we know that he did not do it. And since he didn't do it, then it is not a sunnah. And we know that the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم were keen to follow the moves of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his actions and his stops in Salah, to the extent that they were able to estimate his recitations in the secret Salah by the disturbance and movement of his beard. Or this, they used to also, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent after takbir, between takbir and between recitation, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what do you say during this period of silence? So this indicates their keenness about knowing. And if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he didn't say anything upon recitation of an verse of a threat and kept silent, they would have asked. And the same with respect to a verse of mercy. Without any doubt, they would have carried this to us. So if one now comes and says, well, if this is the case, then why don't you prevent doing this in the fard, as it is the opinion of some scholars? And especially the Prophet ﷺ said, pray as you had seen me pray. The answer to this is to say, leaving something by the Prophet ﷺ does not indicate that it is forbidden. Leaving something by the Prophet ﷺ does not indicate that it is forbidden. Because he sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us a principle when he said this salah, it is not fitting in this salah to say in it any of the people's words and statements except for that which is tasbih and takbir and recitation of Quran. And we know that the dua is not from the common speech of people. So therefore it does not nullify the salah. So in principle therefore, the matter is jaiza, permissible. But we don't command the people nor we tell them that this is recommended to do in Salat al-Fard, because of what was explained earlier. Is this now clear? Therefore, in conclusion, it is a sunnah to do it in the nafil, especially at night. And although it is not a sunnah in fard, but it is permissible due to the earlier discussion based upon what you have heard. Is this clear so far? Fine. Case. If someone recites the following verse from Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse 40, قال الله تعالى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيى الموتى. Yes, this is the verse. أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيى الموتى. Is not he Allah who does that, able to give life to the dead? This is not a verse of a threat, nor it is a verse of mercy. In this case, he says, Bala, for sure, verily, certainly. Or he says, Subhanaka fabala, Subhanak fabala. Subhanak meaning declaring Allah free of all imperfection. And verily, meaning he is all able. Because this came in a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. It is narrated from Musa bin Abi Aisha. He said, a man was praying on the roof of his house. And when he recited this verse, أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادْرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيَى الْمَوْتَى. Is not he Allah able to give life to the dead? He said, Subhanaka fabala. Subhanak fabala. Surely, Subhanak. So they asked him about this. And he said, I heard it from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is reported in Abi Dawood. And Sheikh al-Albani considered it authentic, rahimahullah. And Imam Ahmad also considered this to be something to say. He said, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he said, if one recites this verse, أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيَى الْمَوْتَى فِي الصَّلَاةِ, and in other than salah, he can say, سُبْحَانَكَ فَبَلَىٰ, whether in fard or nafil. Also, in Surah At-Teen, verse 8, بقوله تعالى أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. Is not Allah the best of judges? Then he says also, سبحانك فبلا. Also in Surah, in many verses, في سورة النمل 2760 and many like that. أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ, a God besides Allah. Can the person say no? In this case, the answer is yes. It's correct to say لا إله مع الله. لا إله مع الله. There is no God besides Allah. Is this clear? Many. Subhanaka fabala. Bala means yes, certain, verily sure to be the case, to be true, with certainty. Subhanaka fabala. And Subhana is declaring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free of all imperfection, glorification, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this matter clear, inshallah? The issue of the verses on wa'd and wa'id, and with respect to verses of this nature? Yes, this is in prayer. And in other than the prayer, outside the prayer. Yes, yes. It may be said. You hear, A'ilahum ma'Allah, you say no. No God besides Allah. No, we didn't say fabala for no, ya khawla. Nobody said this. No, subhanaka fabala for them. If you hear, no, with respect to a'ilahum ma'Allah, a God besides Allah, you say no. How come you say yes? It doesn't fit at all. Clear yet now? We get mixed up with the Arabic now. Is that clear though? Inshallah.